Well, welcome back to the Gift of Grace. We're in our final segment here, and Steve's going to tell us about a really awesome thing that's coming up in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, on July 16th, 17th, and 18th, Paul Wilbur is going to be coming up to the Cleveland area. Paul Wilbur. He is a Messianic worship leader from Jacksonville, Florida, and on Friday, July 16th, he'll be at Packard Music Hall. And if you go to their website, www.wilburministries.com, you'll find out the information. But he'll be at the Packard Music Hall on July 16th at 7 o'clock. And on Saturday, he'll be at Tikvat Yisrael for their morning Saturday morning Shabbat service at 10:30, and then a 7 o'clock concert at First Assemblies. They're both in the same place on Richmond Road.
1370
Richmond Road. And then Sunday morning, on July 18th, he'll be at the morning services for Cornerstone Chapel in Medina.
Right.
So, you can go to the Wilbur Ministries website and find out the information there on his schedule and calendar.
Yes.
And also coming up on July 30th and 31st will be the Cleveland Charismatic Conference at Magnificat High School in Rocky River. And that'll be Friday, July 30th, and Saturday, July 31st.
Yes.
So you can go to the CRM website as well and find out more information if you need.
Good. Thanks, Steve. I would urge all of you to come and see at least one Paul Wilbur appearance.
If not all three of them.
If not all three of them, or four of them. We'll, of course, be at all five of them. But if you come Saturday morning, you'll get to see a real flavor of Messianic Judaism with a service and readings and great music.
Right.
There won't be a teaching that morning because we're just doing the Paul Wilbur music, but that's at 1370 Richmond Road in Lyndhurst. So to follow up on to end up with this lesson, the cool thing is that at the end of all this, the place where they're sitting is filled with the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Why don't you read that part? That's pretty neat. And verse 31,
as they prayed, the place where they were gathered shook, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness.
Right. So the fact that the Holy Spirit falls in this room and the whole place is shaking is confirmation to them that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing because they've preached in the name of Jesus. They've preached the gospel. They've been confronted by this group of men that says what you guys are doing is wrong. Peter, filled with the Spirit, responds that they're doing this under the authority of Jesus, that they've done this miracle, that he was Messiah. You guys went against him. You killed him. You were ignorant. And now the Holy Spirit shows them that everything that they've done is right and has been confirmed by filling the place.
Right. Yeah, and that they were all of one accord in that place.
Yes, that's right.
And they were empowered to continue to go and preach the gospel because they were understanding that what Jesus had told them was being fulfilled, that they too would be brought before the high priest.
That's right.
They too would be brought before the authorities and questioned.
Yes, and interestingly, too, they prayed that they didn't pray, get rid of these Pharisees, get rid of these elders and Sadducees because they're a real pain. Why don't you just deal with them? They just prayed that they would keep preaching with boldness and they would keep doing the signs and wonders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point to pick out of that because, they didn't pray. Okay, when Jesus didn't want to go through, was it Bethany or on his way to Jerusalem? And the disciples said, Lord, do you want us to call down fire?
Yeah.
They weren't doing that anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
There was another major conversion.
Right. Wow, we're coming to the end of another show.
Wow.
Time goes really, really fast.
Time goes real fast.
So have a good rest of the evening. Have an awesome Lord's Day tomorrow. We'll be back in 2 weeks, which will be the middle of Paul Wilbur weekend. So you probably won't be listening to the show because you'll be at the concert at First Assembly, but
that's okay.
We hope to see you there.
Have a good night.
Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant.